Before the invasion of the mites, before the mysterious disorder that causes colonies of bees to vanish, before miles of corn and soybeans replaced alfalfa and wild clover, there were bees. Lots of bees.
Back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, there were many beekeepers. Practically every farmer had a couple of hives just for the honey, just for their own honey.
Warren Otto's family started beekeeping back in the 1880s.
This is a picture of my grandfather, and that must have been about 1915.
Standing on the family farm in Forest Junction, Wisconsin, the 81-year-old former school teacher and master beekeeper reflects on honey's grander days. At the height of the Otto family's beekeeping, they had over 400 hives on their farm. According to his dad and grandfather, they had more hives on their northeast Wisconsin farm than in any other single location in the U.S.
Where that building ends, there's kind of a corner where the lawn ended and the hives started. They're right up almost to the back door of the house all those years. None of us kids could walk around barefoot in summer. We'd get stung in the feet.
You can take your shoes off there today because the days of having that many hives in one place are long gone. Beekeepers today sprinkle their hives around the countryside because clover and alfalfa forage is so sparse. But there are still bees on the original Otto property, thanks to a friendship between the master beekeeper and Doug Schultz, his protege of over 25 years.
We work the bees and get to listen to the old stories. And
for me, it's recreation.
And for me, it's recreation and knowledge and experience. And
now proprietor of his own honey business, Wisconsin Natural Acre, Schultz initially sought out Otto because he'd heard about his success keeping bees alive through Wisconsin's harsh winters. Beekeepers in the state usually ship their bees down south or winter them outside with only moderate success. But the Otto family, they always did things just a little different.
When my grandfather started out, he wintered all the bees in the basement of that house. He could winter about 85 in the basement. Once in a while, we'd find a bee in the parlor. I don't know how it ever got out, but
no need for alarm. There are no bees in the house today. Rather, Schultz tucks them away in a custom wintering shed built by Otto's father back in 1933. He's had great success with the time-tested Otto indoor wintering method and with most of the rest of his advice, including using little to no chemicals and handling each and every hive gently.
The goal that, again, Warren taught me was try not to kill a bee. And we do it that way. It's a lot of work, but we do it that way.
And while there's no question that beekeepers today have many more problems to deal with than the Ottos did back then, Schultz has learned that with a little luck, a lot of labor, and the help of a mentor and friend, success in beekeeping can be found by doing things the old-fashioned way.
There is never a day when I'm working with them that I don't learn something. I'm expecting Warren to live to be about 120.
We'll eat more honey.
That's right.
Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Sail on. Sail on, my little honeybee, sail on.